It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Only about 1% of Wisconsin's old-growth forests survived the logging frenzy of the 19th and early 20th centuries.
But Wisconsin still contains some majestic trees. Just ask our listeners. Anne from Janesville called in about one of her favorite trees.
In Traxler Park, about a half mile away from me, there is this honking huge cottonwood tree. When you look at it from a distance, it doesn't look very big at all. But when you stand right next to it, it's like, oh my gosh.
And Jeremy from Cato has some favorites.
We have a huge elm tree in our yard. It's one of the only ones in Manitowoc County, and it's just awesome. I love it. But it's not the biggest trees we have. We also have three poplar trees that are just massive. Also pretty cool. We live on an old farm. Thank you.
Anne and Jeremy aren't alone in their love of large trees. Big tree hunting is an international hobby, and it's taken root among tree fans in Wisconsin.
I talked to two Wisconsin big tree hunters to find out what drew them to the hobby and how they search for state champion trees. Fred Hoffman has been hunting for big trees in Wisconsin for about 10 years. Brad Palzik has been hunting for champion trees for about a year now. Brad and Fred, thanks for joining us.
Yep, no problem.
And Brad, thanks for being with us.
No problem. Thanks for inviting me.
Brad, what first got you into tree hunting?
I think it started during the COVID pandemic there when there was some social distancing. It became, hiking in the woods became a thing I did quite a bit. I'm a surveyor, so I have been outside a lot, during my career. So that started it. I moved out to the village of Pewaukee with my wife, Anna. There's a large white oak tree right across the street from us. And I nominated it to the Wisconsin DNR through their champion tree program. And while I was on their site, I decided, I'm going to try to become a champion tree inspector myself. So I applied for that and I got that. So that's kind of how I got into it, through the DNR champion tree program.
And Fred, I understand you've been tree hunting for about a decade now. Did you have that tree in your life that started you down that path?
When I was a little kid in my dad's backyard, we had just moved into a house, and he used to cut trees for a living. So he taught me a lot. He'd take me out to the woods, different places, or to different places. He was cutting trees for people. And so I was, ever since a little kid, I was kind of into it. But we moved into this house, and there was a willow tree in the backyard, and it was probably 7 feet in diameter or so. And I remember when I first heard of the champion tree program, and I was trying to compare that tree to, different trees on the champion tree list. And that's kind of what kicked off. Once I found out about that, I was like, oh, I have a big tree, and just kind of kept going from there, I guess.
And Brad, can you talk a little bit about how the whole championship tree thing works? It's here in Wisconsin. There's also a worldwide community. And the key, as I understand it, is it's by species. So, the willows aren't competing with the redwoods, right?
Correct. Yeah. Each species has its own champion. A lot of states have their programs. Wisconsin did have one. It's been suspended, though. I think it's for, lack of, not lack of participation, but I think they've had some, funding or, just not enough people to cover the program right now. But yeah, it was going for quite a while there.
Fred, how is a tree measured? What are the different factors that go into the points for a tree?
Well, the first one you're going to look at is it's called the CBH, circumference at breast height, which is normally 4.5 feet above the ground. That's measured in inches. So if you have, say you have a 200-inch circumference tree, that's 200 points. The height of the tree would be measured usually with a laser rangefinder that does some trigonometry. That's the points would be measured in feet. And then the average crown spread, which is kind of the canopy of the tree, you measure it two ways, get an average, and then you divide that by four, and that you would add those three figures up, and that would give you your total points for a tree.
Brad, you're a surveyor, as you mentioned. So do these kind of measurements come naturally to you?
Yeah, Well, a lot of times, you know, we're using robots and GPS now. So it's actually kind of going backwards in time, and you're actually measuring with a tape measure.
Right. You're pulling out that high school math, right? Trigonometry.
You know, that's an app you can have on your phone as well. If you want to do it the hard way, you can, but there's apps that do it for you, do the trigonometry, and laser rangefinder will also give you a height of a tree.
Fred, how do people go about looking for possible champion trees?
So I'd say a lot of it comes down to luck, just being at the right place. But something that I've begun doing is using Google Maps a lot, actually, and I'll find, you know, different areas of woodland. And there's a site back in the 1930s, the United States actually did an aerial survey with a plane. They did the whole country, and the state of Wisconsin has compiled them, all the photos they took, into an interactive map. So you can actually go back in time. And what I'll do is I'll find to compare the Google Earth photos from today to the photos from the 1930s. And I'll look for trees that were there in the 1930s. And I'll try to go and find those trees to see if they're still around today. And I found quite a few good sized trees doing it that way.
Can you tell us, Fred, about one of those trees you found with that compare and contrast with the 90-year-old surveys?
Yeah, so out in Kettle Moraine, well, another thing to look for too is trees that are out in the open, because then you can really get a, you know, kind of a gauge on how wide the canopy was 90 years ago. And it was off of, kind of by the Kettle Moraine State Forest headquarters, just north of there. I found on the aerial survey a group of probably 15 trees, it looked like, all scattered. And there was a farmhouse in the middle, and you could tell even in the 30s, they were bigger than that farmhouse. So I went out there and pretty much picked out every single one of them still there. And some of those oaks that I saw were 50 to 60 inches in diameter. So pretty good sized trees, not quite champions, but very large trees for the area.
Brad, I understand you've looked at some American elm trees, and a lot of those were wiped out by a blight a little over 100 years ago. What do you think about when you see one of those that made it, that survived that blight?
I think it's pretty amazing to see, you know, trees that have survived through the blight. Supposedly, some have a resistance to the EAB. But yeah, I've seen most of the larger elms I've seen are either, I think one I saw, which is the champion in Wisconsin, was in a guy's backyard, kind of an isolated specimen. And quite a few I see out in farm fields that kind of are isolated specimens. But it's to see one, you know, probably how it used to be 50 to 100 years ago, it's pretty cool to see that.
Fred, I always assume if you want to find big trees, you go deep into the forest. But hang on, I was looking at pictures on the DNR website, and some of them are in people's yards. I mean, can you find some of these champion trees in urban areas as well as wildlands?
Yes, there are a good number of trees, actually, that I've seen. You know, the biggest trees that I've seen a lot of times are, like you said, in people's yards or out in the open. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, the growing conditions. You know, so in your front yard, there's full sunlight, there's not a lot of competition, they usually have decent soils, and the trees in those conditions are going to grow much faster than the trees out in the woods. So there's quite a few. I've seen even street grass trees on the east side of Milwaukee. One of the biggest American elm trees in the entire state is just growing between the sidewalk and the street, right in the middle of the east side.
Brad, I know one challenge is that some big trees might be on private property. How do you approach landowners if you want to examine those trees?
You know, a lot of times what I've found is that if you actually would knock on someone's door and ask them, "Can I take a look at your tree?" they're actually receptive, and they're proud to let you take a look at it. I can't say I've done that a lot. And I don't always recommend that. You don't know who you're going to run into. But there was a large Siberian elm tree. It was enormous. That's not a native tree in Wisconsin, but I did go. It was a farmer, and I saw him out in his yard. I asked him if I could take a look at it. I don't recommend anyone, you know, if you see a huge tree, don't go tromping off into someone's yard and try to take a picture of it. It's not a good idea, but that's how I have done it. Being a part of the Champion Tree Program, it's also possible that I can contact owners, and if it's on private property, remeasure a tree, which actually me and Fred have done that. We measured the largest white oak tree, which is in Stonebank near Oconomowoc. So that was a great opportunity for me and him to see the largest white oak tree in Wisconsin. It's an enormous tree, very impressive tree to see in person.
Fred, how can big tree hunting aid conservation efforts?
I would say, you know, a lot of people, they don't know they're out there, so you can't, you know, conserve something you don't know exists. So I feel like a lot of people, there's like an emotional attachment to these big trees. If you go out and, you know, people don't like when you cut down, you know, you see on the news, oh, they're clearing 200-year-old oak trees to expand a road or something. People don't like to hear that. So I think, you know, making their presence known does help help the conservation effort a bit.
Brad, if somebody's listening and thinking, yeah, this sounds fun, I'd like to do some big tree hunting, how would you recommend they get started?
You know, I think the easiest way to get started is to just look around your neighborhood, find a park. Wisconsin, and you know, a lot of cities in Wisconsin have tons of parks. Milwaukee County, Waukesha County, you know, most counties have a nice park to start in. And there's a lot of large trees in these parks because they get, you know, they're manicured, they get fertilizer from the grass. That's a good place to start, I think. Wisconsin has a great state natural area collection, almost 700 state natural areas in Wisconsin, which are great places to find old trees. A lot of these are not easy to access, but there are some that are, that have paths and are pretty easy to find. Within, you know, not too far a distance from big cities, Madison and Milwaukee. I would start there. County parks, city parks, state natural areas, and wildlife areas. It depends on how much you want to put into it. If you don't mind prickly ash, mosquitoes, things like that, mud, it's up to you how much you want to put into it, but you can find some big ones out there still.
Fred, do you feel like you're part of a community of big tree hunters?
Yeah, I'd say so. I've actually met some people, including Brad, through just looking for trees, you know, posting pictures online and just talking to different people from all over the country about just big trees, really.
And I want to ask each of you if you have, you know, that holy grail, that big tree, the species you're really hoping to find. Brad, let's start with you.
You know, I'm partial to the oak trees, so I think a bur oak, a huge bur oak, would be something that would be very impressive to find. I found some pretty big ones. That's one of my favorite trees, probably a bur oak.
And Fred, how about you?
I'd probably say the same thing. A bur oak, they're just, you know, slower growing trees. I feel, you know, I've seen many very large cottonwood trees, but they're usually not very old trees. They grow really fast, but you find a very large bur oak and, you know, that tree could have been here hundreds of years. And I think that's probably the most impressive, is finding those slower growing trees, a bur oak being one of them.
That's interesting. When you're standing behind this tree that's been growing slowly for hundreds of years, I don't know, Fred, does it give you some perspective on time, like seeing this thing that's been there a lot longer than we have and that'll be there long after we're gone?
Yeah, I even without, you know, big trees, just old trees in general, because a lot of the old trees, you know, even out on cliff sides and stuff, there can be very old trees that look gnarly and they've just been there hundreds of years. And that's, yeah, probably my favorite thing is just finding those trees and just thinking like how much history they've seen, how long they've been here.
We'll leave it there. Thanks both of you for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Brad Palzik and Fred Hoffman are big tree hunters here in Wisconsin. They seek out and document big and sometimes unusual trees. They both post their findings on social media. To read about this, see some photos of their favorite findings, go to WPR.org.
And you're listening to Wisconsin Today. And when you're looking for the top news from around the state, check out WPR's podcast called Wisconsin Today Morning News. It's available now, and you can subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts or at WPR.org.